Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of your podcast, Edification and Well-Being. For me, it's going to be another episode. For many of you, will be the last of the year. I want to say, first and foremost, thank you for keeping up with me. Those of you who have been here in the podcast, for keeping up with me throughout the whole year. And I hope you've had happy holidays with your loved ones, and I hope that you enjoyed it and you ate all you wanted and you drank all you wanted and you party all you wanted and you had fun, and that you've strengthened your relationships with your loved ones and your and everybody around you. And I hope that you didn't cancel any holiday party or appointment, you know, or fun thing because of a diet or because of you have to work out or because you want to lose weight for the next year or because of that. You know, I hope that you took the time to be with your loved ones and enjoy, and that you didn't sacrifice your social life and your relationships for an ideal. However, you know, however or whatever ideal it is. If you did, I hope that you understand that the social aspect of our life is extremely important. That sometimes we want to do something and we forget about the rest of the world. You know, we get so focused on that, and we get so focused, and somehow even society sort of like feeds onto us or into us, however it's said, the idea that, well, you know, you work on your dream, and whoever is not aligned with that, you just kick the shit out of them and you know, forget about them. And that's so unhealthy. And so many beautiful relationships, family, boyfriend and girlfriend, or boyfriend and boyfriend, or girlfriend and girlfriend, or marriages have been broken because of that. In my experience, having worked in the fitness industry for around 20 years, I've seen marriages being broken. Not just, I mean, there's always the drama and dilemma and, you know, the cheating and things like that that happen plenty, mostly at gyms. But just because people get so focused on, you know, an exercise system or a diet system or a nutrition, and whoever is not aligned with that, they, you know, this wall, it's put in front of, in between them. I've seen parents, I call it torture, you know, torture their kids because, you know, they like this new diet and their kids have to do the diet, and their kids are like, "Mom, but what the fuck do I have to do a diet?" And they're like, "You have to do this diet because you're going to die young, or no one's going to love you, or look at, you're fat, you're ugly," you know, that, and because of these ideals, all of these relationships and beautiful things are broken. So we got to be really careful with that. So if you did that, I hope that that doesn't happen anymore, that you understand that a big pillar or a pillar or component of health is the social life, and that whatever it is that we want for ourselves is not necessarily what everybody else has to do. Anyhow, I got it a little carried away there. I hope that you've had happy holidays and everything was fun. And I hope that this new year greets you well. That you know, you get to realize whatever it is. However, I'm not into resolutions, and I'm I don't know. My wife hates this, but I'm not into, you know, I don't go crazy crying at the end of the year because the year ended and I didn't accomplish whatever it is, because anyways, I'm going to wake up the next day and I'm going to work again, right? And that's what's going to happen, right? I don't see the end of the year as this, as the end of a cycle in my life. I just see it as yet another day. I just got to party a little longer. You know, and be with my daughter or me, my wife and friends and family and all that. And then I wake up next day and boom, yet another day, just like everybody else, right? There is no such thing as I've always hated this, you know, the idea of the new year, new you, new me, or new resolutions. This year is my year, or God is gonna bless me this year, or this year is when I'm gonna do this. And everybody just, or most people just sit down and write down a task or a list of things that they have to accomplish by the end of the year. I believe, and I've lived it, and I've met many people, including even clients, that create this list of resolutions. And at the end of the year, they didn't do it, right? Because what happens is that we're thinking that life is gonna be extremely consistent, that what we want, we will always get. And what happens is that life is not consistent at all. At all. Things change, people change, you change, I change, situations change, jobs change, ideals change. And I think that instead of sitting down and writing resolutions, we have to keep working the things we already had in line, versus dropping that and say, well, fuck that. Now I'm gonna do this. No. Whatever it is that you were working on, realistically, that's something I want to say, but realistically, is that you keep working on that. As a good example, I'm a personal trainer. I just wanted to say that I got certified by an international certification. I was working hard on that one. But that has nothing to do with, oh, I had to do it before the end of the year because the new year I have to get my certification, whatever. It's just I've been working on it, and hey, I passed it, and another day came. I didn't make more money. That's how it works, right? The next, not because I had a certification, now I'm making more money. I got to work how to make hard to make more money. So, anyways, I think that we have to work with realistic resolutions. Okay, what resolutions? Fuck resolutions. With realistic things, and then we work towards solutions upon that. So that way we see things more in line with how life goes. Our lives, your life, my life, the people who live around you, because everything has an influence. And I was gonna say that mostly in the health and fitness industry, you get people coming on the first couple of months or the first month, and they want to lose this weight because they gained this weight, or because this is the year that they're gonna be fit and whatnot. And they know I need I it's a new year, so it's gonna be a new me. I'm sorry. And I if you're a client of mine and you're listening to this, this is how it is for real. There is no such thing as a new you in the new year. It's just you again, just like I said. You just party a little longer, drank a little bit more, perhaps, ate a little bit more, perhaps, or not, and then you woke up, and that's just a new day, and you, the same me, the same everybody. So I would rather work hard on the things that are realistic, to me, to my reality, my economical reality, my time reality, my knowledge reality, versus just working on dreams that I may not have. I know that I will not go backpacking all around the world anytime soon. I wish I could, but I need to do certain things to do that, right? So to say that this new year is the year that I'm gonna do that, well, I don't know when my business is gonna bloom, right? And I don't know what's gonna happen. So I may not go, but I have to focus on the things that I have up front instead of, I don't know, ideas. I don't know. You tell me what you think. But anywho, I'm recording this because I mentioned in my last episode that I was gonna come and talk to you before the year ended, or in December. So here I am. So here is what's gonna happen. I will do a few changes in the podcast. I will be doing, you can consider this episode more of a, instead of educational, more of a me ranting and talking, crap, if you will. But also sort of like housekeeping and what's gonna come for the next couple of episodes or next year. So What I'm gonna do first is I'm going to change the name of the episode, sort of. I'm not changing the whole thing. It's still gonna be edification and well-being. However, and I've done this before. I've mentioned EW podcast, so I'm just gonna name it EW podcast. So the E and the W. So that will mean edification and well-being, but at the same time, it will mean ew, just like when we see the dirty, something nasty, we ew. Because one thing that I've been doing and I want to do more now is talk about the dirty, the nasty side of things, the nasty side of health, you know, of the health industry or philosophies, the nasty side of social media, the nasty side of fitness or diets or nutrition, right? All these things that we somehow keep thinking that they're here to save us, and they're not necessarily here to save us, right? Most of it is just corporations trying to make more money from us. And I'll be speaking, you know, interviewing people. I've already talked to a couple of people that want to be part of the podcast, and they want to talk about a couple of those things. There will be me sharing news. That's something new in the podcast. That has, you know, articles or papers that I read. I think I can that I think that it is important to share with everybody that listens to the podcast. And I will be just maybe sharing it. I'm gonna read it, and I will, you know, comment on it. I will be talking more about food, because I'm a foodie and I was a chef. And I will be, you know, again talking about culture and all of these things. But even all of these cool things, I will be talking about their dirty side too. So that's what's gonna come in the next episode. I'm already working on the next topic, and it's gonna be fear-mongering in the health and fitness industry, or in the well-being industry and learning industry. Fuck, in everything. I think we live in a society in which everything is based out of fear. I don't want to be left behind. I don't want to be the last one. I don't want to be the one who doesn't know. I don't want to be the one who doesn't keep up with the trends. And, you know, we have social media, and we have influencers, and we have corporates, and all of these people or entities telling us, don't get behind. This is what you got to do. The next 10 steps that you have to take to be happier tomorrow, or the things that you have to do now to start being happier today, or whatever bullshit they're saying, or whatever motivational book is coming out. So I want to talk about those dirty things in this fear-mongering episode. And then we'll go from there. Same format, no specific time of me talking. I want to do shorter episodes too, so I may have sometimes episode about 5 minutes, just me talking or ranting or commenting on news or articles or papers. Or again, it could be 1 or 2 hours. And then, just like I say, I'm always saying, you know, you just pause it there and keep listening whenever you can. I think that the more information and the more is shared, the more clarity is on that. It will be cool. I mean, it will be cool. I think it is the best way. I think that's one reason I like podcasts and podcasting so much, right? There's no compression or condensation of information. You can spill it out however it comes, and you know. And be clear about it, and you can talk bad, and you can be boring, and you can be fun without having a script, or without having this agenda of that regular media has. New things that may come out, I don't know. I've been saying this for a while now, so it's not necessarily a new thing. So I may be playing music. So this is something that I want to say. Like, if you're a musician, or if you know someone who is a musician, a DJ, a singer, and you want to share the music with me, and I want to play it in the podcast. There is a podcast that I love. It's called Tangentially Speaking. I recommend this podcast to everybody, with Dr. Christopher Ryan. Tangentially Speaking, and one thing he does, and that I love, is that he plays music. Like, he goes through the intro, and he plays the music, and then he goes through the whatever interview or topic he wants to talk. And I don't see this as me trying to copy Dr. Ryan. I admire him. I follow him. I haven't read his books yet, but I'm a huge follower of his podcast. And I think of it as a role model. I think of it as a way for me to help you, get your music out there. So, and I'm always sharing my podcast and my social media and all that, so I can, tag you there and let people know who you are. And if you're a musician, let's talk about it. I had an episode with a musician last year, Bill Pratsman, who's a pianist, and it was a beautiful episode, a very full of insight. And I will contact him for see if he can share some music so I can play in a podcast. So yeah, let's do that. If you play music, or you know anybody who's, again, musician, any instrument, whatever music, Spanish, English, Portuguese, French, Japanese, Chinese, whatever, let's just send it to me, or send it towards me, and check it out. There's an email that I created for the podcast. I will share it in the description of this episode, and then we'll go from there. Yeah, I'll listen to it, and if I'll be doing that. And as always, I'm always saying, leave me a review, send me a message. That you can send me an audio message. There's If you're using Anchor.fm, this is an unpaid advertisement. I use Anchor.fm or Anchor app to record my podcast, to supply, if you want to say, or publish it all around, and from there it goes to Apple Podcasts and to Google Podcasts and Stitcher, and there's a bunch of places that it goes. So in whichever of those that you can leave me a review, or that you can contact me and leave me a message about whatever, like, hey, this is an interesting topic that I want you to share, or that I want to share with you. Or, you can send it to me. I know that the Anchor app has an option for recording a message, like a voice message. If not, send me an email. If not, send me, find me on social media. I will put all that information here and in the description, and I'll share it. Books that you feel like I could share the podcast, or again, articles, papers, research. You can share it with me, and that would be great. And you'll be mentioned in the podcast, and you will be thanked in the podcast, and I'll tag you all around. I think this, even though I do this alone, I think this as teamwork for that. Thinking about teamwork, there is a little change now. You see how things change, there is no such thing as destiny. Is I think there is, instead of destiny, it's just what happens is the consequence of previous actions, right? So right now I'm talking about these things, and I'm saying that my first episode is going to be about fear-mongering and all that, but I have completely, and I do apologize to the people that I have collaborated in this podcast before. So my first episode is going to be a thank you episode for everybody who has participated and collaborated in this podcast. I don't have all the names in the top of my head right now. I'll make a list. But yeah, as I mentioned, Bill Protzman, musician. I talked to Alex Trujillo, which is a personal trainer here in Winter Park, Florida. Christina Bruce, who is a health and health at every size coach. An anti-diet coach in Toronto, Canada. Dan Allen, who is a 56-year-old gentleman who does parkour. Very interesting conversation. Liliana Pickens, who's a running coach. My friend Mayra Oyola, Dr. Mayra Oyola, who's an astrophysicist focusing on, I think it was a weather, and she works at the Jet Propulsion Lab in NASA in California. Well, there's a lot of people that I want to mention, so I'm going to make a list, and what I'm going to do is just make that list starting from that first person that collaborated with me, which was I think it was Christina Bruce, and talk about what we talk, and maybe how my mentality have changed thanks to them. So that's going to be the first episode. There you go. See, there is no such thing as consistency. So, well, there is consistency, and you have to be as consistent as possible. In the case of this podcast, going back to the format thing, at least once a month you will have an episode. I cannot promise more than that. I'm always trying to work to have at least two episodes a month. But if not, at least once a month there will be a new episode running. But yeah, that first episode is gonna be as a thank you, and in honor to these people who are doing a great job. And then we'll go from there with the fear-mongering and whatever other topic that comes out. Again, you can share with me topics. You can let me know what you think about the podcast, and then we'll go from there. But anyways, I wanted to close this going back again to, I hope that the next year greets you well, but remember, stay grounded to reality. And reality is that there's no such thing as a new you. There's just gonna be you again in the next year, waking up wherever you wake up, with whomever you wake up, going to work wherever you work, with whomever you work, and so on. And if you, as a personal trainer, I guess this could be some sort of advice. Take it from a almost 20-year-old veteran working in the fitness industry. Take it easy. Whatever resolution you have to lose weight, whatever resolutions you have to change your diet and to be a new person, these are things that are not gonna happen overnight. They're not gonna happen in 3 months. Sometimes it may not happen in 6 months, and even in a year, right? Whatever or however it is that you behave right now, with physical activity, with exercise, with diet and nutrition and all that, understand that these are things that you have been doing for years and years and years and years, and that your subconscious is so into it that to change that to get the idea that you're gonna change that because the next year came and you have to do it before the year ends might be impossible. So take it easy, take it step by step. Just like I've told before, you take the tangent, you derail a little bit, but that derailing does not necessarily mean that you're failing or that you are a failure. Whoever tells you that because you didn't lose the weight you wanted to accomplish that you were a failure, tell them to go fuck themselves. On my behalf, you can do that. You can tell them, hey, there is a coach that has a podcast, very interesting, or whatever it is, and he tells you to go fuck yourself. You have to understand that these things, that the behaviors we have, are not necessarily things that we have total control of, right? We live in a culture in which things change. We live in a culture in which it is not necessarily aligned with the reality of how we are as a species, biologically, biomechanically, psychologically, socially, and things like that. So you're not a failure if you didn't get to lose that weight, if you didn't get to get that body that you say you wanted. Well, you didn't get it. There is more time. And also, there is reality. There is perhaps the understanding that you may not have that body because of your, genetics and economical reality and time reality and knowledge reality and so on and so on and so on. So feel free to contact me if you want for any consultation. There's my today to my email. There's a I'm gonna put that in the description of the episode or on social media. And I may not if you are here in Florida in the Winterport area, then we can meet. But if not, I can, of course, answer simple questions about health and fitness, but keep in mind that I'm going to answer them realistically. They might not necessarily be the answers that you were expecting, right? If you're telling me I want to lose 30 pounds in the first month of a year, well, I'm going to say the answer is going to be it is impossible, right? And you may not want to hear that, but that's the reality of it. All right. So I'm closing with that. Stay grounded. Keep dreaming. I'm a dreamer, but stay grounded to reality. Work hard for what you want, but however, understand that life is not consistent. I hope you enjoy the next day after New Year's Eve, which is the new year, but again, the next day. And I hope you work, you get what you want, but I also understand, I hope that if you don't get it, that you don't feel like shit. I hope that you understand that things happen. We may feel like shit, I'm sorry, we may feel frustrated, but I hope that you understand that that's how life works and you just have to stand up and keep walking. All right? That's it. All right, so talk to you in the next episode. Again, next year or next week or however you want to call it. And it's going to be a recapitulation if you, a recapitulation of all the episodes that I've had with the people that have collaborated in this podcast. And then we'll go from there with fear mongering and whatever it is that comes to my mind. I'm going to stop talking crap. I'm going to let you have a great day. Thank you for listening. Share this with your friends and family. Leave me a review on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher or wherever you listen to. And we'll talk to you next time. Peace.